This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Bethel students will see more safety officers on the campuses this week. The Lower Kuskokwim School District has alerted parents that they received a, quote, unsubstantiated report of a possible school shooting in a Bethel school this week. So the district is working with Bethel Police to have more officers on all campuses as they investigate. LKSD would not say which school had the report of a shooting, and Bethel Police did not respond by broadcast time. The school district also advises students to leave their backpacks at home and say that any backpacks brought to school will be subject to random searches. Also, LKSD may be using metal detecting devices. In municipal news, Bethel City Council is changing its guard tonight at the first regular meeting of the new term. All four council members whose terms expired will vacate their seats. Before they leave, they'll pass on words of advice to the newly elected officers. The new members will then take their oaths of office and make their first decision for Bethel: how to appoint the final council member. Carol Jung Jordan resigned a few weeks ago, and it was too late to add her seat to the election. City Clerk Lori Strickler said the last time a council member resigned this close to an election, the seat went to the next highest vote getter. If the council chooses to go that way, Thor Williams would return. The council could also request new applicants for the position or appoint any registered Bethel voter. Also on the agenda for the new City Council tonight are protests for two marijuana stores, Cusco Kush and Alaskan Grown Cannabis. The council will also take a third look at the overhaul of the city's ethics code introduced by outgoing council member Leif Albertson. And council members will take a first look at a new city position, half dog catcher, half code enforcer. That idea was introduced at the request of outgoing council member Fritz Charles. This meeting will be broadcast live on KYUK 640 AM tonight at 6:30 PM. Bethel shoppers might have seen a Facebook post this past weekend that brought some sad news. Myers Farm has shut down its market on Ptarmigan Street. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger talked to the Bethel farmer and reports that it will still be possible to get local produce for a while this year.
Tim Myers says the priorities changed at Myers Farm.
The wife really wants to retire, and I don't want to stop growing.
Tim's wife, Lisa, was the only one helping him run the small store on Ptarmigan Street after his daughter and son-in-law moved to Anchorage. It was too much.
Been 10 years, and we're just going to be selling produce online now.
Myers says that they weren't selling enough produce in their store, and switching to produce boxes could be one way to reduce food waste. Myers began experimenting with those produce boxes last year. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation offered to cover the cost to ship those boxes to villages where fresh produce is rare or grown at home. Then, Myers started offering them to people in Bethel. Now, the Alaska Food Bank has covered part of the cost of the produce, and YKHC still pays for shipping. That makes a big difference.
It would cost you $35 in Anchorage, it'll cost you $50 or $55 in the village, but we're selling it and landing it there for $15.
In Bethel, people have to pay $18 because of sales tax. There are also options for a winter squash box that costs between $26 and $29. But there's a catch.
The only way you can do it is go online.
Myers says he's not doing it any other way. On the website, Myers Farm also has a fax form to download and send. The last produce box will ship out of Bethel on November 31st. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
On Saturday, the sight of the new $1 coin featuring an Alaska Native leader was met with celebration in Anchorage. At the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood Convention, the U.S. Mint unveiled the tails design for the 2020 Native American $1 coin. The coin honors Elizabeth Paratovich and Alaska's anti-discrimination law of 1945. The design features a three-quarter profile portrait of the civil rights advocate, as well as a form-line representation of her Tlingit raven, Moyanti. The reverse of the Sacagawea dollar coin is designed to honor Native American heritage. KTVA reports that Paratovich is the first Alaska Native to be on U.S. currency. She is credited with successfully advocating for the passing of the Alaska Territory's anti-discrimination law. Alaska became the first U.S. state or territory to enact such a law, which guaranteed equal voting rights and equal access to commercial services and accommodations. While you won't find the coins in circulation, you can buy them directly from the U.S. Mint for more than face value. Earlier in the day, Governor Mike Dunleavy signed House Bill 126 into law on Saturday, establishing November as Alaska Native Heritage Month. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.